It is Friday, April 17th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump's pandemic stimulus is getting lost in the mail. But where's Joe Biden on the latest Democratic plan to aid working families? Well, he's still struggling to be heard. Meanwhile, doctors in Mexico are struggling to get their hands on medical supplies made in factories down the road. Free trade agreements signed in the 1990s are to blame. And lastly, some anti-fascists have switched from punching Nazis to mixing huge batches of hand sanitizer. Talk about free trade, they're giving it away.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Millions of Americans who expected federal stimulus cash to be deposited in their accounts have gotten nothing at all. Many parents with dependent children told the Washington Post they had not received the additional $500 per child promised by the government. Many others who use tax prep services like TurboTax and H&R Block did not get individual payments of $1,200 they expected. Another common experience? Visiting the IRS website to track one's stimulus payment only to get the message that payment status is not available, which can mean a lot of things, but nobody can say which. Congressional Democrats led by Ro Khanna of California in the House and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts in the Senate this week introduced an essential workers' bill of rights. In addition to the $1,200 one-time payment the Trump administration has already botched, the progressive proposal would provide at least $2,000 every month to most Americans for the duration of the crisis. It's more limited than the plan proposed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders when he was still running for president, but it's more than has yet been offered by the party's presumptive presidential nominee, Joe Biden. In an online talk on Wednesday, Biden praised frontline blue-collar workers, but has yet to back the bill. Last night on CNN, Biden joined another video chat. Network promotional materials gave the candidate equal billing to Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's wife, Priscilla Chan, who is a medical doctor and helps run their public policy campaigns and investments through a limited liability company, appeared with him. Trump's coronavirus response coordinator, Deborah Birx, appeared as well. Coincidentally, Politico also reported that Biden's campaign was struggling to break through the noise of the new media environment. Workers in a so-called free trade zone in Tijuana, Mexico, are suffering greatly even as they scramble to make masks and other medical equipment for export. Tijuana is one of the world's top centers for the production of medical supplies, but shortages at the local hospitals are severe. When factory workers or their relatives there fall ill, according to a Bloomberg News report, they are unable to benefit from the products they're making to save the lives of wealthier people in foreign countries. Doctors in Baja State are, quote, dropping like flies. This according to the governor, Jaime Bonilla. He has threatened to shut down a factory that supplies parts for medical ventilators if it doesn't start supplying clinics in the area. What's stopping them? International free trade agreements, of course. The factory, owned by a British company, Smith's Medical, agreed to Bonilla's demands. But in order to comply with free trade rules, Smith's will be shipping equipment back to Mexico from overseas. Previously, Mexican officials said they had to purchase medical supplies from China at a markup, even though they were made in Mexico. Separately, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, better known as AMLO, said he hoped to hear back from Donald Trump this week. AMLO recently called Trump to ask for help in procuring medical supplies. Given how several doves and governors north of the border have been faring, he maybe shouldn't hold his breath.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A collective of anti-fascists in Portland, Oregon have started making hand sanitizer by the gallon and giving it away to community groups like Catholic street charities, immigrant aid organizations, domestic violence shelters, metro bus drivers, and delivery workers. The collective, Pop Mob, short for Popular Mobilization, was in the news for distributing milkshakes at protests. This to taunt fascist propagandists who had previously been doused in milkshakes by scornful members of the public. You may remember this. Police said falsely that those milkshakes contained concrete mix. Well, there aren't so many protests these days, so they've pivoted. To produce the hand sanitizer, Pop Mob is working with another group of activist street medics, the Rose Hip Medic Collective. Their GoFundMe had raised just short of $10,000 as of last night, and they'd already produced more than 9,500 bottles of hand sanitizer, this according to the Oregonian newspaper. That's more than 225 gallons of the stuff, all made by about 10 volunteers working in shifts on an assembly line set up in a room at a local queer advocacy center. Their recipe uses ethanol, xanthan gel, and glycerin. Spokesman for the Antifa Project called their pivot to medical supply manufacturing a bit of a sidestep from their usual mission, punching Nazis. However, they consider it a display of everyday anti-fascism. Quote, a big part of anti-fascism is community defense and supporting your community. This was a way to provide supplies to communities who had no other way of getting them, said the spokesperson, who gave their name to the newspaper as Effie Bomb. That's F-bomb, spelled Effie Bomb. E-F-F-E-B-A-U-M. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Income inequality keeps growing more stark, but a new study of the aristocratic social guide Who's Who found that the British elite have been trying harder and harder to be seen as ordinary. The Guardian says the study looked at 70,000 entries in the social catalog going back to 1897. Especially since the 1990s, elites talk more about football and pop music and less about traditional pursuits, like, say, fox hunting. Some even hire consultants to tell them what they should be interested in. I am available for that job. A federal judge has denied a motion by lawyers for Trump advisor and career dirty trickster Roger Stone for a new trial. Stone was convicted and sentenced earlier this year on multiple counts of witness tampering. An order filed yesterday by Judge Amy Berman Jackson requires Stone to surrender to serve his prison term as soon as he's notified to do so by his probation officers. In another story, Michael Cohen, the disgraced lawyer of the disgraced President Donald Trump, will be released from prison because of concerns over coronavirus. Virginia yesterday became the latest to relax requirements for mail-in voting amid a coronavirus safety concerns. The bill, signed by Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, makes it so voters no longer need to supply an excuse when requesting an absentee ballot. Only 1 in 5 Republican state lawmakers in Virginia supported the bill. The law takes effect July 1, but Virginia still has elections scheduled in May and June. An Oxford University professor has been arrested for allegedly stealing ancient biblical papyrus fragments from a research archive in the United Kingdom. The artifacts, originally from Egypt, later wound up in the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., which was founded by the billionaire evangelical Green family, who own Hobby Lobby. The Greens were previously mixed up allegedly in buying artifacts from an Islamic terrorist group. The Oxford professor, Dirk Obink, says the charges are false and someone is out to get him. You and me and everybody else, pal.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.